Hello, good people. It is me, your friend, Rashan Ali. Welcome to the Cool Sore Podcast. Hopefully you're having a fabulous day. I hope so. Hey, you, put a smile on your face. It's a great day to be happy. I was just trying to get your attention. I think I already had your attention because you're here. Yep, you're here. Today we are joined by a cool sore of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, Nicole D. Smith. She is the owner of Spa 810 here in Atlanta at Atlantic Station, and she is offering 81 massages for 81 educators for $8.10 at spa810day.com. She'll tell you how she even thought of this concept, why she left corporate America after 20 years to start Spa 810 in Atlantic Station, and why she chose this particular franchise, okay? She's so very happy and chipper and just love her energy. She joins us via Skype. So here she is with, I'm just going to name it, Spa 810 with Nicole D. Smith. Enjoy. You know you got to be a cool soror to talk to the cool soror herself.
I'm a cool soror.
Hey, y'all.
I am a cool soror of
What's up, y'all? I'm a cool soror of
Hi, I am a cool soror of
Podcast hosted by me, Rashan Ali.
It's another edition of the Cool Sore Podcast, a very special edition of the podcast because something special is being offered. I am joined by Nicole D. Smith, who is a cool soror of
what? Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated.
Hello and welcome to the show, Nicole.
Hello, how are you?
I am fabulously well. And whenever my business partner slash great friend AJ says you need to meet somebody, I make sure I go ahead and get that done. So I'm so glad that he introduced us.
I am too. And it's funny, we do have a mutual friend.
Uh-oh.
Judith Stata.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So I've seen you a couple of times at the birthday party, I believe, that last time when she was here. So we have met,
yes.
But I know you travel and have been all over the world. So I'm just glad I can be here with you and you took the time to have me on.
Very, very happy. That's crazy that Judy's an amazing woman. And if we have that person in common plus AJ, yeah, we're in store for some good friendship here, Awesome, awesome. Well, let's jump right into it. Chicago, Illinois. That's
yes,
where
ma'am.
You're from. What brought you to Atlanta?
So it's funny, years ago, pre-Olympics, I wanted to come here for the Olympics in 96. I had just finished undergrad and I wanted to be here for the Olympics. I ended up coming and then I ended up leaving right before the Olympics to go back to Illinois for grad school. So,
really?
Yeah, so I've actually been here twice. This is my second time. I came back in 2007. I was working, I had a job offer for General Electric.
Uh-huh.
So I moved here for that and I've been here. This time it's going on 10 years.
Man. So I'm sure you're glad that you're back and you're doing some amazing things at this point.
Absolutely.
So you graduated when you did go back to grad school. You got your master's, you got your MBA in finance.
Yes, ma'am. I have an MBA in finance and I used it. Basically, my career revolved around my master's degree because I worked in finance at every job after that. I had my last job before we talk about what we're going to talk about was a pricing director. So I did well in corporate, but we transitioned not too long ago.
Wow. Yeah, I know that that was a big step for you. But let's talk about those corporate days and how, you know, all of those things that you were able, all of the knowledge and experience you were able to acquire to be able to take that leap of faith in 2016. What was the greatest thing that you learned in your corporate life?
Really, I think what you get out of, you get a lot out of your degree or education or experience. But once you kind of transition from books and knowledge from books, you have to go into real world space that is more relationship building, more understanding the dynamics of your corporate work environment versus what you had maybe while you were in school. So truly just being adaptable is the biggest thing you have to learn when you're in corporate.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk about that leap of faith in 2016 when you decided to leave corporate America and start your very own business.
Yes. So
how long, wait a minute, before you even start, how long had you been thinking about taking this leap of faith before you leapt?
You know, it had been, I would say the initial seed for what I do today was probably over 10 years ago.
Okay.
Because when I've been a gypsy. I haven't lived in Chicago since 2000, but I had worked in Michigan for Ford Motor Company.
Oh, yeah.
And then I even thought then, like, I would love to own my own business. And I knew what it was, but I just didn't know how because I don't come from that background. I've always been in a corporate setting. So there's no book. You can try and read all the details. Nothing will ever get you prepared for a transition. Some people are just naturally entrepreneurial. So
right.
That, I think, is what's getting credit that it didn't get when I was coming out of school, undergrad. I graduated from undergrad in 96. So
okay.
Entrepreneurship was not necessarily a class or anything that you just did maybe because you thought you had an idea.
Right.
But I thought about this well over 10 years ago and just never felt like I was ready or didn't really know how. But I actually, in 2015, came upon the franchise concept.
Okay.
And basically, there's a franchise for everything.
I know
so
it.
Anything that I would say, clearly people do start their own business from scratch. But if you have that bug that you think you could do something on your own, you just don't know how, there are franchise concepts that can basically put the blueprint in place and can map it for you.
Wow.
From the concept itself to the products that you're going to buy to the build out of the space that you're going to use. Because I'm not a construction engineer.
Right.
I wouldn't know where to go to even find my space. And so that's another thing. My space is in Atlantic Station, which is one of the, everybody knows Atlantic Station in Atlanta. I couldn't have found that space on my own as Nicole Smith because I don't have the real estate background, but because the franchise carries more weight than me as a single person, they were able to help me negotiate that lease.
Wow.
So that's kind of the journey that I took, but I looked at about five different concepts and I love the spa industry. So I looked at about four different spa franchise concepts. And I settled on the one that I'm doing today.
Nice. So what was that like when you had to vet the concepts? Like what was so compelling about the spa industry?
So just because I'm a spa junkie and I love it.
And
who isn't really now? And once you're converted, wouldn't it be nice if we all felt the way we feel after we leave a spa every day?
Yes, that would be life.
So with that said, I was like, I really would love to have that. It has to be, you know, it really needs to look nice. I've been places, I've run the gamut. I've gone to Miraval, which is one of those spas that Oprah took her entire staff to and did a whole article or issue based on that location to, you know, around here. I am not beneath getting a Groupon because sometimes Bliss is on there or other places that they bring the price down so you can try it.
Yeah.
But I wanted to find a concept that was kind of right in the middle where it wasn't the destination spa, but it wasn't going to be a, you know, $25 massage that you could buy. So after looking at these different concepts, the one that I settled on really stood out because it was willing to grow beyond the existing technology that's today. There are other things that are coming out that we can adjust for. Uh-huh. And that's how I ended up settling on it, because there, again, there are so many different ones. There are barriers kind of where there's a franchise fee. There's also things like you got to understand how much a build out if you're going to buy a space.
Yes.
Those are the things that you kind of have to vet when you're looking at the different concepts.
Yeah. So when you decide to take this leap of faith, and we'll get into everything that's going on at your awesome location now, mm-hmm. did you notice friends and family become different? Were they mm-hmm. supportive, or did they look at you like, you're going to leave this good corporate job, girl, and do what?
So while my parents, I love and adore them, I know ever since I started working, my mother, she stayed at the same school district for 30 years. Uh-huh. So her concept of a good job is just stay there. Don't ever leave it. But no one stays in one job. And even when I left a job, she would get nervous.
Right.
So when I decided that this time I was going to do it, she, of course, was nervous. Both my parents were nervous, but they are the ones that have always believed I can do whatever I set my mind to. So they have been my rock and foundation.
That's beautiful.
Now, friends, I will say they had, everybody has an opinion.
Of course.
So everybody's going to tell you, you know, well, it is kind of risky. And are you sure you're willing to do this? Because you're right. You are leaving a stability of a corporation. I won't say stability of a job, because job is stable, but you do have the benefits. Literally, you get your benefits. You have a steady paycheck instead of putting everything you've done, you know, be it if you have to take out a loan or if you find financing, you're putting your whole livelihood on the line to do something that statistically won't necessarily make it to the fifth year.
Right.
So yeah, I won't say people acted different, because I still, my support, my friends and everybody that I've grown up with and have friends from, you know, the beginning of time have been there.
Okay,
so no one ever really discouraged me, but it is like, ooh, you sure you want to do that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm glad
you made it.
Right. Well, we're glad you stayed the course. So let's talk about Spa 810, right?
Yes.
Spa 810 and Atlantic Station. And a
yes.
smile lights up on her pretty face. Tell us all about the location, what you all offer, and then we'll get into this special, special deal
yes.
that's going on.
So Spa 810 at Atlantic Station, we offer massage, facials, and laser hair removal.
Nice.
So, yeah, this is something that also for me is a, as we say, pain point, because uh-huh. I am a furry girl. That's just no other way to call it. There's no other way to call it.
I love that.
And
I get it.
Because laser hair removal in the past was not really, it depended on your skin tone
yep.
and the color of your hair. It used to be you had to be very fair with dark hair for that laser to find the hair follicle to kill it.
Yeah.
But our laser, it has an 810 diode, which is where Spa 810 comes from. And yes. the diode is what's used to actually remove the hair. So it works on women of color. And that's the other thing. In the past, you had to be very fair or Caucasian mm-hmm. to use the laser. Our laser works, and I have done I'm working on my fifth series, and you generally do six sessions. After your sixth session, you shouldn't have any more hair growth. So I did TMI, but underarms, uh-huh. and to not have to shave every third day or how
right.
often, you know, you end up needing to do it, because, you know, on weekends, you might have to hit them up again,
right.
but this has freed me from not having to shave that area. And we literally offer a full body package. So you could go from head to toe.
Oh.
Have your hair removed.
Oh. Yeah. So two things that you said. I was one of the victims of the wrong laser years ago. When I first graduated from Florida A&M in 97, I think I had it around 97, 98.
Yep.
And
yep.
My neck wasn't thoroughly washed. So makeup got into the whatever the laser. So I had at least 30 black dots on my neck that I had to wear makeup for at least 3 or 4 months before completely healed itself. So I've been really, really scared to get any type of laser. And I know Spot A10 offers the best, which is why I'll be coming to see.
Wonderful.
See what you got. But I have this horrible, horrible habit of plucking the little bitty hairs on my neck.
Yep.
I really do. And so the hyperpigmentation and all of that. So I'm needless to say, I need those services like immediately.
And because, you know, we all eventually age, you know, we've got services for young folks where if you're still having problem skin from breakouts, we offer, it's called the Hydrafacial.
Okay.
And it's great for all skin types. So we've seen where acneic skin, the Hydrafacial will literally pull out, you know, some breakout areas, the areas around your nose where you have blackheads. On the spot.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we do traditional facials as well, and we can kind of tailor it to your needs, but we offer the Hydrafacial as well as massage. And massage is a given. We have to have massage.
Of course. Of course.
But for our face and body, everybody, your face is obviously the mirror to you, and everybody wants clear skin. So instead of, I won't say you don't go to a dermatologist if you have problem skin, but we should have at-home care as well as maintenance. So consider a facial more maintenance of what you're doing at home. We offer you products to take home, but you need to come in at least once a month to try and keep that skin smooth and clear. And we're outside, so, you know, we've got sun damage, and we also, with the pollution that's out there, you just take it for granted that your skin is the barrier to everything.
Of course, yeah.
We want to do basically make you have glowing skin, a rejuvenated body, and a clear, relaxed mind. That is the goal.
I love it. And so, speaking of clear, relaxed mind, you are trying to make that feeling come true for 81 yes. educators, 81 massages for 81 educators for $8.10 on this Thursday, August the 10th. That is beautiful.
Absolutely. Yes. So the goal is, because we love our educators, an educator is the world's greatest gift. And 810, August 10th, is also in our name, Spot 810. So we have taken it upon ourselves to not only celebrate the 10th of August, we are going to set up 81 appointments that 81 teachers can get $8.10 1 hour massages.
That is so beautiful.
So it is not, you don't have to wait until 810. You can actually go online right now at spa810day.com and register and book your appointment online. So that is the biggest, I would say, I don't think there are 20 actual franchises in the country, and I'm pretty sure I know I'm the only one doing it. So I see that as a way to give back.
Okay.
I was even thinking about my favorite teacher, my fourth grade teacher. That was the first teacher where I got straight A's.
Uh-huh.
And after that, I just knew I could do it.
Yeah.
So all it takes is one educator to change a child's life.
And
this is the kind of thing I really hope they can see that appreciation in this offer.
That is so fantastic. I just think that that's so brilliant. And you speak about, you know, the other franchises. Like, you, what continues to set you apart? Is it things like this? Is it how people feel when they come in, when they leave? What do you know that is true about your location as opposed to others? And I know you're not speaking bad on the other ones.
Right.
But what makes you so special?
The fact that, well, we just opened in February. So that's the other thing. We're just crossing over this week. Actually, next week, okay. We will be 6 months old.
Love it.
And what really sets me apart, I would say, is these are the kinds of things that you have to learn how to do. I took marketing, and I'm not saying I'm an expert, but you have to be willing to try different things to make your business grow.
Right.
And the services are pretty standard. We all tend to offer the same services, but I can say of my location is probably got the most walk-in traffic.
Okay.
And being in the size of mall that we're in, it's probably one of the largest. And then also, you have to say it, I'm the only African-American woman that owns a business. So let's just cut to the chase. That is number one. And then just, I want to offer people a service that I would want.
Yeah.
And I know I'm particular. So I don't want a bathroom to be out of place. I don't want you to walk in and find something that you are displeased with, because I know that sensation.
Yeah.
And I just know that I'm going to go above and beyond to try and make someone feel welcome and enjoy their service.
I want to piggyback. You're the only African American in this franchise as an owner,
ma'am.
Female?
I am.
Wow.
I am. And really, a lot of people, I am a single woman, mm-hmm. so we'll throw that out there.
Okay.
That most people have a husband or a partner, and I have done this on my own. So
wow.
I want to be clear, it is possible.
Yes.
So don't find yourself not doing something because you don't have a partner or you don't have. It's definitely difficult. I cannot stress how many nights I've been up, and there are things that happen in the build out, for example. I was expecting to be done last year. We didn't finish until this year. So there's always going to be a challenge.
Of course.
But my approach is, if it's a problem, you find the solution.
Yes.
Don't try to find something else or someone else to blame. If it needs fixing, you have to figure it out. It's that simple.
Yes. Yes. Well, it seems like you've figured it out. How many people do you have on staff?
So I have approximately 6 right now.
Okay.
So again, we just opened in February, but I've got a couple of massage therapists, 3 massage therapists, 2 estheticians, and we've got our front desk area.
Nice.
And myself, because this is what I do. I know some of the owners still work, but this is my job now. So I don't have another job.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I do. So I am a staff.
Beautiful. What's been the most fulfilling thing that has happened to you and for you during this time, since February, since you opened? What have you learned about yourself?
I don't want to sound cliche, but you are stronger than you think you are, because if you choose not to find failure, there's always a way. Even though certain things might not play out the way you expect, there usually is a solution. If you have that end game in sight, you will find a way to persevere. And I've kind of felt that way even in corporate America. Usually in finance, there aren't too many people of color. So you will find yourself trying to have to, prove yourself time and time again that the work you do is different than someone else because you're who you are.
Right.
So this is a different form of that. It's really, I'm competing with myself. And I just don't want to fail.
Yeah.
I cannot fail. So this is something that I'm just taking whatever by any means necessary to mm-hmm. keep it all together, because there are times it feels like a cruise ship,
right.
and there are times it feels like the Titanic. So
yeah.
You've got to figure out how to turn that boat so you're not going to hit an iceberg. But I think probably the one time, because I really haven't honestly taken time to just sit back, but I think probably it happened last week when I walked in the space. Like, I actually had this built.
Yeah.
Me, by myself, I was able to do this. Clearly, yes, I have help in other resources, but I research everything to the hilt. There is nothing I won't try to find an answer for. And I also find cost savings where I can. That's the finance in me. But to say that this is something I did, it is, you can't brag, but at the same time, you know, it's something that very few people have done. So,
yeah, that's a beautiful thing, Nicole. I'm sure you are definitely encouraging some folks that are in the Cool Sora Collective to just, you're stronger than you think you are. And you just got to do it. Yeah.
Well, life is too short to try and wait till, you know, maybe next year. Or planning is everything. That is true. But you'll look up 10 years from now. I knew I was not going to be the one that ended up working at some corporation. Yeah, you might have, if you're lucky, you know, you can find yourself in that C-suite, but the majority of us won't. So what can we do for ourselves to kind of control our destiny? Because I wasn't going to be in somebody's office at 65 and finally collecting, you know, not even a pension, because there are very few pensions anymore.
Yeah.
Just being sent off with hopefully enough to live on. And then what?
Yeah. And then what? So I know what happened in 1993. You became a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Yes. Did Alpha Kappa Alpha choose you, or did you choose Alpha Kappa Alpha?
I am a legacy, don't get me wrong, but I definitely chose. There was no other option.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So tell me what it was like for you, Theta Rho Omega.
Theta Rho Omega. So believe it or not, I went to U of I.
Uh-huh.
And U of I is actually a Gamma chapter.
Yes, it is.
So there were those 4 years I was there, literally only one line, because there was that thing, you know.
Yeah, little trouble. That,
yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
And basically one soror pledged as a freshman.
Wow.
And that was it. So I did pledge grad chapter.
Uh-huh.
And I will say to this day, it makes you are changed for life. You carry yourself a different way. You also obviously have friends for life. It's funny. I was online with my play cousin that I grew up with. So to have that experience was also wonderful.
That's awesome.
And I, you know, can go on and on. I'm just so, again, honored that I chose and they chose me.
I love it. That's beautiful. So how can these amazing teachers go ahead and set up their appointment for the 81 massages for 81 educators?
Yes. So right now, if you go out to spa810day.com, it'll ask you for just a little information, and then you'll be led into the page where you can click. And actually, we have three offers. The 81 massages, $8.10 offer is wonderful. But we are also offering on 810, 811, and 812, $81 60-minute massage and a 60-minute facial.
Oh, my.
Yes. So that's a wonderful offer too. We've got several appointments, but it's only those 3 days. That is our official 8-10-day offer. But the massages for 81, because there are so many, I couldn't do it all on 8-10. So it's going to run from the 15th of August until the 8th of September.
Okay.
So the calendar will show you which appointments are available. Select and pay your $8.10 or $81. Oh, we also, before I forget, really, this is only for the few that click the fastest. We have an $81 unlimited massage. It's a 6-month program, but $81, you can get unlimited massage for that 6-month time.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I think that one's going to go too.
Yeah. That marketing hat is amazing. That's beautiful. Well, I am so happy that we were able to get a chance to talk. Before I wrap up, what is your definition of cool?
Ooh, my definition of cool is easy breezy, never letting anyone see you sweat. You can be worried and perhaps even flustered, but just don't let them see you have any inkling of frustration.
Yes, yes. And I'm assuming that is you.
That is, I try. I know there are occasions. I cannot say there haven't been times, but it usually takes several. Just don't poke the bear.
Right.
If you do it too many times, I might have to turn. But generally speaking, no. You won't get it until it's too late.
Yes.
But I try to maintain my composure.
Good. Well, I'm glad you do, because you got a business to take care of.
Right. Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Well, Nicole D. Smith from Chicago, Illinois, owner of Spa 810 in Atlantic Station. Thank you so much for joining the Cool Sore Podcast. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Rashawn. I so appreciate you.
You are so welcome. Nicole Smith, everybody.
My name is Nicole D. Smith, and I am the owner of Spa 810 Atlantic Station, and I am a cool soror of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated.